Justin Trudeau has admitted to smoking pot since becoming an MP. He says he doesn't use it much. Somebody else came over. The kids weren't home. Offered him a puff, and he took it. I think he smoked it 5 or 6 times in his life, which I would not care much about, except the one time he smoked it after becoming an MP. Trudeau says, I'm more in trouble for saying, you know, I don't like coffee. I put something on social media. And wow, everybody's angry at me for saying I don't drink coffee. That's bigger than, you know, this pot thing. He also said the government is out of touch with Canadians and the country's police chiefs who want the option of treating simple possession as a simple, ticketable offense. He also revealed that his late brother was charged with possession. What's the issue here? Well, the issue is not whether marijuana should be legalized. 66% of Canadians apparently think so. I don't agree, but, you know, they can think whatever they want to think, right? The issue is not, you know, whether you feel a prime minister should be stoned when he or she deploys Canadian troops. I mean, if that's how you feel, I'll let you own that thought. The issue is not if you feel your child's teacher should be smoking up. You can own that one, too. Or, you know, whether bus drivers should be taking a little sniff before they power up that civic bus that you're on. Or what about the train people, train conductors? You know, do we want them smoking dope maybe when they put the brakes on a train at the top of a hill somewhere in Quebec? That's not the issue. What about airline pilots smoking up a little bit before the plane takes off? I mean, if it's legal, it's legal. But that's not the issue. Issue is very simple here. An MP pledges to the Queen that he or she will uphold Her Majesty's laws as they respect Canada. That is a solemn pledge, and that's the issue. Not only did Justin Trudeau break his pledge, which could also be described as lying to the Queen, he seems to feel he didn't do anything wrong. He tells the media, again, he's getting into more trouble after posting something to social media. He doesn't drink coffee. The right thing would have been to apologize and say he wouldn't do it again. If there was a big brain between the hair, he would have said, I smoked pot as an MP. It was a mistake. I should have waited until I changed the law so everybody can get stoned. Legally. What the hell? Go to Timmy's, get stoned. I won't do it again until I change the law. That's what he should have said. I made a mistake. I apologize. A friend came over. It was a couple of tokes. I'm going to fess up. I made a mistake because I'm an MP, and when I promise something to the people of Canada and the Queen of England, who is the Queen of Canada, I have to keep my word. That's the issue. He didn't do that. He broke the law. Some say it's not a big deal. Mr. Duchesne this morning is saying, Al, you're out of touch. You're an old guy like me. It's a deal to us. It's not a big deal to younger people. 66% of Canadians think it's okay to have a little bit of marijuana on you. It is a big deal because an MP is different than a private Canadian. Canadians want a prime minister who doesn't break the law. If you break this law, you break another law. They want a prime minister who is good to his word. When you promise Her Majesty something, you promised Her Majesty something. They want a prime minister who doesn't lie when he takes his oath of office. You can't be an MP and break the law. I don't know why people think this is a demographic issue. Nothing to do with young people versus old people. You can't be an MP and break the law. Period. End of story. It's a higher calling. It's the way it is. You want to break the law as a private citizen? The police will deal with that. But if you're an MP, you promise to uphold the laws of the country in your oath of allegiance. You know, it's bad enough that politicians spend more than they take in. They all do it, right? They have no fiscal responsibility anymore. It's bad enough we have senators who fudge their expenses. I really lived over there for a while. I wasn't there a lot, but I lived there. It's bad enough that American politicians think that fellatio, grabbing a woman's butt, and sexting pictures of themselves are okay. We don't need these people also going around stoned. Because we deserve better than that. I think it's a big deal. Do you think it's a big deal? Justin Trudeau admits he smoked pot, did it once as an MP. Is it a big deal to you? Does it mean anything to you? Do you care? Or is this, come on, talk show guy. Nothing else to talk about Friday morning. Is it a big deal? Should there be some sort of penalty for Justin Trudeau? Should the police charge him? Whoa, excuse me, he broke the law. Where are the cops? Are you angry that Justin Trudeau smoked pot as an MP? Do you think that's wrong, or do you feel this is much ado about nothing, nobody cares? So, is it wrong, or nobody cares? Which is it? I want to hear from you right now. 519-643-1290, that's our phone number. We have a packed show. I don't have a lot of time for this topic, but as you know, I think the most important thing about this show is you, the caller. So please, right now, 643-1290. Did he make a mistake? Or is this, much ado about nothing? You decide. Give me a call right now, 519-643-1290, on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
You're listening to London Today with Andy Udman. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can email londontoday@cjbk.com or call 519-643-1290.
This is Al sitting in for Andy. The question is, really quick, was it wrong for Justin Trudeau to have smoked pot as an MP? Or is this just much ado about nothing? Nobody cares anymore. 66% of Canadians want this thing decriminalized. Leave them alone. Let it go away. Good morning, Jim. What do you think?
Yes, I think it was wrong, and I'll tell you why. Like you say, he took an oath, right? And I'm on the government website right now, and failure to take the oath is one thing, but breaking the oath is another. And should a member violate his oath, he would be amenable to the penalty of not being allowed to sit in the House of Commons. He may be suspended from taking part in the sittings while still remaining a member of Parliament. Or in a case of extreme gravity, a bill might be passed to annul his election. And it may happen when a state of war exists that a member of Parliament, and on and on and on. So he has violated his oath, and he could be suspended.
Should he be suspended?
Yes. I think we need to uphold the law.
How long would we suspend him for?
Oh, the next 300 years. That way we'll get rid of him.
Now, come on. Let's not make this a Liberal versus Tory versus NDP thing.
Who says I'm a Tory?
I didn't say that. Just said, let's not make it that. So I think, like, here's what I think. And you know, what I think amounts to a hill of beans, right? I think that he should either restate it and apologize and say he won't do it again, or he should be suspended for 30 days, 60 days, whatever.
Yeah, because he violated his oath.
He did. He violated the oath and he broke the law.
Absolutely. And the point is, what does an oath mean then?
And what does the law mean?
Exactly.
So, for example, if this is okay, when your kid comes home, you know, 17 years old, whatever, and said, yeah, Dad, I had a few tokes.
Yeah.
How can you say, well, don't do that? He says, oh, come on, the Justin Trudeau guy does it. Nobody said nothing.
Yeah.
This is the deal that people don't get anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think the smoking the marijuana is the big issue. I think it's the fact that he was a sitting MP. He took an oath to the Queen and to the country to uphold the laws of this country. And I think it's wrong.
Okay, suspend him for 30 days. I've decided that's what should happen. Let's see what Dave thinks. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Was it wrong, or is this much ado about nothing?
Well, it certainly wasn't much ado about nothing. Here we have a classic example of an individual who wishes to be the leader of a country who acts first and thinks second. Not somebody I want leading my country.
What should be done in relation to the marijuana?
Very, very minimum. Suspension for 30 days. How many times did he say he did it? Five or six times? Perhaps maybe he should be fined to the highest extent of the monetary level by the law because he has admitted to it. And you know what? Since he is a sitting member of Parliament, let's call him and make sure he's not lying some more. Let's do a hair sample and see whether or not he's had any in the last year.
Yeah, I know. I'm having trouble with the story as well. But if I don't have the facts, I don't want to accuse somebody of not telling the truth. But the story has, when you listen to it and listen to it and listen to it, I mean, how many people just take one toke? You know, it's not really that common. And I would have thought, you know, after his late brother, you know, passed, and he had said that his late brother had been charged with possession, that's kind of the one thing he would not do after being elected as an MP. I was kind of surprised about that.
Well, you know what? I I'd hate to paint an individual with a brush when he's not deserving of it. However, he should be held to a higher standard, and, you know.
Yep, I agree. Thank you very much for your call. What about the rest of you? Lines are open, 643-1290, that's the number. There's a bottom line. There's got to be a bottom line. You're an MP, you don't break the law. I don't care if you're smoking drugs right now. That's your business. and the police, whatever you want. But if you're an MP and you take an oath that you will uphold the law, see, this is the point people don't get. There's like over info. We're all buried by it, and nobody sometimes gets the important stuff. When you're an MP, you have to uphold the law. You take an oath to the Queen. Got to uphold the law. You don't uphold the law, at least you can do is apologize and say it won't happen again. That's what you got to do. That's the way it is. Okay? Fred, good morning.
How are you?
Good. What should happen to Justin?
Well, I think it was the caller or two before me. If that's what he wants to happen to Justin, then we should hang every Tory senator by the nearest pole for stealing from us.
Okay, well, I mean, that's fine. But what I'm saying is if somebody breaks the law, and when they break the law, whether it's a Tory or anybody else, you know, they will be charged or investigated by the police, as is the case with the senators. What do we do with Justin, then?
What should we do with Justin? Well, he should be fined. I have no problem with the fine. But if you're going to find one, then you got to find them all. Don't.
Well, they do. They do.
Yeah, you think Duffy and what's her name are going to get a fine?
Well, you know, that's before the courts and the police, or at least the police.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do feel that the police are investigating them. Hang on a second. Yeah. Okay, Fred, the police are the police. They're called the RCMP, and where they're investigating, where there's that, I feel they'll investigate them fairly. Unless proven otherwise.
That?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I got some swampland for you for sale, then.
Well, I'll leave that with you. Thank you for your call. I have faith in the RCMP. And if I see otherwise, I'll certainly be the first to say so. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, Al.
Hi.
I want to address the oath issue first. If someone agrees to uphold the laws, then why bother running? Because, in the sense, if you want to change the law, and you've already made an oath saying that you're going to uphold it, on what legal grounds can you change the law?
Of course you can. You can change a law as a politician.
Well, after you've taken an oath to uphold it,
so you're
basically saying that an elected MP has, by taking an oath, said that I agree with the laws on marijuana and must uphold
them.
No.
He didn't say
that. So that's the implication here.
No. The oath doesn't say you agree. It says you'll uphold. Big difference.
Well, isn't upholding the law meaning that you have to support it?
Nope.
Or does that just mean you obey it?
It means you obey it. Yep.
Okay. So now here's the second issue. The issue about the pot itself, was it wrong, you ask? I would say not the smoking the pot. Maybe it was wrong in the context of his oath, but it was illegal, of course.
Yep.
And it might be very bad strategy in terms of getting elected. But there's a sad fact in the country that, you know, every time there's a history, not just in this country, but almost every democratic country, that laws that go towards freedom have only gone in that direction when people break them. Laws that take away freedom are always democratically created.
Marijuana is not freedom. It's a drug.
Your right to use it is an issue of freedom. You should be able to put any substance in your body, including Drano.
No. There's responsible freedom.
And no other person should have a right
to
put you in jail for it.
You should put Drano in your body, and that's a freedom. You think that's freedom to kill yourself by putting Drano in your body?
Well, I'm just saying,
that's
not
freedom.
Your right. It's the right thing to do. That's ridiculous.
You misinterpret what freedom is in this society. It's responsible freedom. That's what it is.
Precisely.
And putting Drano in your body is not responsible, so society should try to help you out.
Well, maybe if they can, but they can't put me in jail if I attempted to do it. Remember, it was when people... There was once a law in this country that you could go to jail for attempting suicide. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, is it ridiculous to intervene to help somebody not kill themselves?
No, that's not what I'm saying. We're talking about rights here,
not about actions. We're not talking about rights.
We're talking about the law.
We're not talking about rights. We're talking about the law, which says that smoking marijuana is illegal and he's an MP. That's what we're talking about. You can falute it around 50 different ways, but that's what we're talking about, and I appreciate your comment, too. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Getting upset.
Yes, I hear that. So, I got a question.
I'm sorry.
And he's nobody's got pictures of this guy smoking the pot or anything. He just admitted to doing it. So if the prime minister is speeding, he's doing 140 kilometers on a 400 series highway, and he admits to speeding, does that mean the OPP comes and fines the prime minister for points and all that too? Is that where we're going with all this?
What do you mean where we're going with all this? The law is the law. So here's my take on that.
Right.
If you're on the 401, you're doing 110 to 115 to 120, the OPP aren't going to give you a ticket till you hit 120. If the prime minister is doing, let's say, 180, 190, excessive speeding.
Right.
That's a big issue.
140. So then, in your terms, he's getting the ticket.
Well,
so he's admitted he's broken a law. This
right.
is your argument. He's broken a law. He's upheld. He's made an oath.
Yep.
He's broke a law. And if he's speeding, we're hopping on the fact because we're talking about marijuana, which is illegal, and he broke a law, and this is what we're on, and he has to be held to a higher standard.
Exactly
but
right.
As the Prime Minister, or any other MP for that matter, if they're speeding,
right.
and they're going over the speed limit, then they would be getting a ticket because they broke a law. Are we not talking about the same things here?
Okay, we are talking about the same thing, and if you're going around in circles a bit, so I'm not following it. You break the law, you got to pay the price. So if you're doing like 105, okay. If you're doing 160, 170 kilometers an hour, 200 kilometers an hour, yeah, you should lose your job as PM if that ever happened. Do you get that part? The law is the law is the law.
Justice Minister Peter McKay doesn't think much of an admission from Justin Trudeau. The Liberal leader says he smoked marijuana 5 or 6 times, the last time being 3 years ago after he became a member of Parliament. McKay says by smoking pot as an MP, he showed a profound lack of judgment. Prime Minister Harper was a little more guarded, saying Trudeau's actions speak for themselves.
Appreciate your answers. I want to ask you a question just on something else we're talking about. This is a bit of a quickie, so I'm just warning you in advance. And the question is, have you ever smoked pot as an elected official?
As an elected official?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. That's all I wanted to know. I don't care what he did before then. But Mr. Mayor did not smoke pot as an elected official because we're talking about Justin Trudeau. I want to be fair to everybody. Maureen, are you still there? Maureen? Hello? She probably left, right? No, she's not going to wait 35 minutes to get on the phone with me. You can call back if you want, Maureen. You know the number, 643-1290. We miss you. Call back. She wanted to talk about the Trudeau thing. All righty, 9:45. We got about 10 minutes left for your calls. You can talk about either. I'm having trouble with the Trudeau thing. Like, what is it with people? It's the law. I said, well, you know, if you're going speeding, what's the difference? Well, I'll tell you the difference. I'm still angry with that. Simple. I'm a member of Parliament. The OPP catch me doing 110, 115 in a 100 zone. Ticket me. Okay? I pay the ticket. I realize I shouldn't have been doing that. And that's fine. If I'm an MP and the OPP catch me doing 150, 160 kilometers in a 100 zone, out of there. Cannot be an MP anymore. There's a difference between the two. Use some common sense here. There's no ticketable offense for drug use. Not the same thing. It's different. If you're an MP, don't break the law. If Trudeau can break the law, just because the population seems to be in love with using drugs, Pamela Wallen can break the law. Mike Duffy can break the law. Al Pervin can break the law. That's the deal. If he can smoke, your 17-year-old kid can smoke. Why not? Don't give me that. That's all that is. That's why politicians should not do bad things. Not to mention the fact he promised the Queen he'd uphold her laws, and apparently he did not. Maureen, thank you for calling back.
Oh, yes. Confused me about this whole story is apparently this took place at a dinner party at Justin Trudeau's home.
Yep.
I wish they would go into, did he supply the pot to his guests, or did his guests feel comfortable enough to bring some weed to his house and pass it around to other people?
This is a good one.
I know.
This is where the story starts to get a little strange. Why would a guest think he should bring pot to Justin Trudeau's house?
I think he must be more familiar with that culture than he lets us know.
No, it's not the culture. Is it? What do you mean by culture? Drug culture or,
yes.
or Quebec culture? No, yeah.
No, drug culture.
Yeah, drug culture.
Like,
no.
Feeling comfortable enough to pass it around at a dinner party at a member of Parliament's home who wants to be Prime Minister.
The person who brought it must have thought that Justin would think this is okay. That's what I think. But, you know, this is not a fact. This is only what I think. So just want to clarify.
Or did Justin provide it for his guests?
No, apparently Justin said the guest brought it.
Oh, okay. Well, they were comfortable enough to do it and light it up.
Well, so here's the, that's right. So here's the deal, though. You know, I mean, it's possession of marijuana. So if the guest brought it, who possessed it? Once you stick it in your mouth, you possess it.
Oh, I see.
In my opinion. I'm not a cop, but that's my opinion. Once you stick it in your mouth, you own it. That's the deal.
Well, it's not a good story. It's not a good story if you want Justin to be Prime Minister.
Is it really that hard to just uphold the law?
Not to most people.
What's the, you know, you want to be the prime minister, just uphold the law. Why do you have to make a big deal about, well, you know, the Canadians say and the police say, just uphold the law, change the law, smoke your brains out if you want when the law is changed, but uphold the law.
We just want you to be an honest, trustworthy person.
Right.
That's all we ask.
That's not too much, Maureen. Thank you very much for your call. That's not too much. But I'm getting the sense this morning that people don't understand that. You know? Everybody's saying, well, the senators break the law, Justin can break the law. Or speeders break the law, Justin can break the law. Elected officials are held to a different standard, and no one can break the law. And frankly, the senators who may have broken the law are being investigated by the appropriate authorities. 643-1290. That's our phone number here. Wrap-up calls on this. Justin Trudeau. Smoke pot. I think he should be suspended for 30 days. 60 days, 15 days, I don't care. Something has to be said about it. Harper has said, well, that speaks for itself. And McKay has said, that's a terrible thing for someone who wants to be the leader of the country, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? That's going to die down, and I'll tell you why. 66% of Canadians believe that marijuana should be legalized. At least, you know, small amounts of possession should be legalized. So the political parties have nowhere to go with that. Politically, Trudeau is in the right place. Morally, ethically, legally, he's not. And sometimes you got to say to, you know, all of these aging baby boomers, hey, you know, I know you were brought up on sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and you think you can have it all, but there is a bottom line. You can't break the law. And here's the other thing to think about as you all toke up and think, hey, this is going to be legal soon. We'll just elect Justin and have a great old time. Think about this. The Prime Minister of Canada has the responsibility of committing the armed forces. Should he be stoned when he does that? Bus driver. School bus driver. You know, I mean, if it's going to be legal to possess a small quantity, can we tell school bus drivers you can't do it? Teachers? Yeah, I had a toke on the way in today. You know, I was having trouble with math last night, so I found that if I have a few tokes in my, you know, the math comes better. It's great. Listen, creative writing. Ha! Let me tell you, I mean, how many professors and how many students of creative writing will adopt that? Well, if it's legal and I can smoke, you know. I mean, it goes on and on. What about airline pilots? What about? So, you know, this is all a wonderful little dream for the sex, drugs, and rock and roll baby boomers who want to recreate their past when they were young in the 60s and were smoking up and all that kind of stuff. It's all cool. But think about how it might be applied. George W. stoned, making decisions about Afghanistan. I know you want to change the station because you don't want to live up to this responsibility that certain things are wrong and certain things are bad. And mind-altering drugs are not a good thing. We got to do Spots, then David? Okay, Spots, then David on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
You're listening to London Today with Andy Udman. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can email londontoday@cjbk.com or call 519-643-1290.
This is Al Pervin sitting in for Andy Udman. Good morning, David.
Well, good morning, Alan. I thought it was rather amusing when you mentioned about Justin, who was prime minister, that he would be a head of the armed forces. In command of squadrons of Canadian geese that would rain terror over the world. Most people don't realize that had John McCain won the election, the Americans were one heart attack away from Sarah Palin being the President of the United States and having her finger on the button where her education would have been the 1977 Reader's Digest that she read at her doctor's office.
Yeah, but
for her litany of information. But
she doesn't smoke pot. Wait, Sarah wouldn't smoke pot, would she?
I have no idea, but when it comes to about government and behavior, think about this. Imagine when your parents were raising you, and my parents, you know, talked to me about who I hung out with and what I wanted to be. Government by their behavior. Look at Dalton McGuinty. Under what premise could you shine a light on them and say to any child being raised today and say, now that's how you should live your life.
That's the
point.
And
there was a wonderful article in the Free Press about 3 weeks ago. It was the 20 things that the Liberals promised and then lied about. In government, lying, cheating, and being above the rules is basically standard operating procedure.
I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why that's happened, because this is important, very important. I go back to the days of the Diefenbakers and Paul Martin Sr. and people like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And even Herb Gray, I think, would fall into this. These are the days when people got into politics because they had a mission. It's not that they didn't want to win elections. They sure did, and I'm sure things happened, but they had a mission. The only mission today, the only mission, is they read the polls and they legislate from polls. And that's why the liberals think they can get away with smoking pot.
Well, the covenant is, which I would like to have thought, that the idea of our democracy is that we elect people to do and lead by example, to do the best they can for whether it's the province or the entire country. And we, as you've said, we have fallen short. What the goal now is in politics is to get elected and stay elected. And those two fuel plants that they hydro plants they canceled is a great example of it didn't matter that it's devastating. And by the way, this will be $1 billion. I don't care what they say when it's all said and done. But it didn't matter, because if they could just get two seats, and maybe we could almost get a majority, it has nothing to do with what's in the best interest. So when it comes
I got you, and thank you very much. We'll talk about it again on the other side of the news. We're talking about motorcycle deaths. So please stand by for that.